station. Get in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Ride Along, starring Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. Number 1 at the box office this weekend, earning $41.2 million, the biggest opening ever for a movie released during the MLK Jr. Day weekend. Lone Survivor, starring Mark Wahlberg, was second, followed by the animated squirrel movie, The Nut Job.
Number 4.
After his most recent and disastrous trip to North Korea, Dennis Rodman has checked himself into rehab on Saturday. His agent said Dennis came back in pretty rough shape emotionally. He said the pressure that was put on him to be a combination superhuman political figure and fixer got the better of him.
Number 3.
Madonna was so proud of her 13-year-old son Rocco boxing that she posted a photo on Instagram with the caption, "No one messes with dirty soap. Mama said knock you out. Hashtag dis N-word." Now, she has since issued a statement saying she's sorry if using the N-word offended anyone, because it wasn't meant as a racial slur. It was a term of endearment towards her white son.
Number 2.
TMZ reporting that people close to Justin Bieber are encouraging him to go to rehab to deal with his drug problem. Sources say Justin's a big fan of the scissor, and on his worst days, he's downing between 8 and 12 ounces.
Number 1.
A reporter asked Bachelor Juan Pablo about the possibility of there ever being a gay bachelor on the show, and he said, "I don't think it's a good example for kids to watch that on TV." He then added that gay people are more pervert and that the show would be too hard to watch. Well, Juan Pablo has apologized, saying his comments were taken out of context, reminding us that English is his second language, and sometimes he uses the wrong words to express himself. He says he meant to say that gay people are more affectionate and intense, and it might be too racy for a segment of the TV audience to accept. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.